Hey guys, I'm Rose.
And I'm Ellen.
And you're listening to And They Were Roommates. Oh my god, they were roommates. Welcome to our first episode.
We're really excited to have the opportunity to do this, but before we really go into anything else, we should probably introduce ourselves. So who are you?
I'm Rose Contreras, and I'm from Bayshore, Long Island, which is in Suffolk County.
She's given
Who are you?
Who am I? That's a good question. But my name is Ellen. I am also from Long Island, but I'm from a town called Brentwood, and also in Suffolk County. So Rose, what is your major?
My major is psychology, and I minor in criminal justice. And you?
My major is adolescent education with a concentration in social studies. So I guess the first thing we should probably answer is, why did we want to create a podcast?
Okay, so I actually wanted to become a YouTuber when I was a kid.
No way.
Just like every other kid. So
me too.
So there was that, and then it was like, oh, let's just go to this radio meeting, see what it's about. And then we saw that there was podcasts, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do it alone, but maybe if I got another person.
Similar to Rose, when I was little, I liked recording myself and just like talking. That's a little sad to think about, just me in my room just talking. Just about to spit her juice out. Anyways, but I did the newspaper in high school, so I wanted to try like another different media thing here in college. So I was like, yeah, like let's go to the meeting. And then we heard like podcasts and stuff, and I was like, we already talk so much. We might as well. Damn, I told you she would choke on the water.
It's juice. It's a Leo thing, I guess.
Yeah.
That was so disgusting.
When's your birthday, Rose?
My birthday is August 13th, 2003.
August 16th. Yep. We are both Leos. Dangerous for roommates. But but we actually work pretty well together. And yeah. But yeah, we just like wanted to kind of put a little something different up on the WNYO podcast roster, I guess. And I guess, like, what makes us so different than, I guess, the other podcasts?
Our podcast is not going to be focused in one area. We are going to speak on various subjects.
Such as being a minority. We're both Latinas. We're not going to be annoying about it and, like, stuff. But it's a big part of our identity. And we're both women, you know?
What else are we?
I guess we're just... We're freshmen,
which
is
true.
A big thing. Yeah, we're the smallest fish in the sea.
We're Johnson babies.
Johnson babies. Yeah, everyone hates us because we're from Johnson.
Spoiled.
Yeah. And we're also, I guess, I don't know, we're new, so we have...
Oh, yeah, we're not from upstate.
We're from Long Island, which is a very different place than here, so I guess we're just going to take you guys along with the ride of us trying to navigate our new lives up here and stuff like that.
Yeah, especially because where we went to high school together, Brentwood High School, and that school is pretty big.
Yeah.
It's
the size
graduated,
of a small college campus, honestly.
Yeah, our graduating class was 1,300.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two buildings for our school that connected, and we couldn't even fit our freshmen in that school. They
separate.
Have their own building.
Yeah.
The
freshman center. We had like 20,000 elementary school room. But if you know anything about Brentwood, is that everyone's proud of being from Brentwood. It's a really big immigrant town. There's a lot of different things going on there. It's a lot of Spanish speakers, a lot of different minorities, actually. And it's like a really good sense of community that you get there. You get exposed to a lot of different people, and I think it like really cultured us. But it also was a big change coming here when the demographic is mostly Caucasian. But, you know, it's not bad. It's just something different to get used to. And we're, you know, trying to get through it. But we're definitely missing all the good Hispanic food.
Yeah, that's why we actually made some today.
Yeah, you already know.
Miss Ellen over here, you want to describe and tell us what you made?
So I made chicken noodle soup. I called my mom like 20 times asking her for help. And then I made tostones, which are an Ecuadorian and a couple other countries food. It's like plantain, fried plantain. And what did you make, Miss Rose?
So I made tostones.
No, you did not. that girl. That was me.
Okay. I made tostadas, which are a Mexican dish. We didn't even say what we're from.
I was thinking that when I said Ecuadorian. Yeah, so we both said that we're Latina, we're Hispanic. You already know it. Hispanic Heritage Month just passed, but still, happy Hispanic Heritage Month to all our fellow paisanos and paisanas out there. So I am half Ecuadorian, half Salvadorian. My mom immigrated here from Ecuador, and my dad immigrated here from El Salvador. And I have two little sisters. We're both in middle school, and we were all born here. But our culture is something that's really important to us. And what are you, Rose?
Okay, so both of my parents are Mexican. They both came from Mexico. Like, I don't know if it was together or, like, a few months apart, but they came here really young. I have an older brother who's 15 years older than me.
That's crazy.
And he was born in Mexico. My mom had him at 18. And he came here when he was, like, maybe, like, 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even, like, 5. I don't know the specifics because I obviously wasn't even a thought. So, so they came over here. They had my sister, who is 9 years older than me. And then they had me last.
Yeah, but definitely, like, being from Brentwood, I, like, met a lot of kids who were immigrants themselves, which was really interesting. Like, seeing kids, like, fresh off from their country and stuff, trying to, like, learn and navigate their ways, like, in American life. Because, you know, you grow up here and you kind of take it for granted on how, like, I don't know, how difficult life is here. But we're both really proud to have made it here to college because we're actually first-generation students. And we can, like, go on in a different episode, like, more deeply about, like, our Hispanic identity and stuff. But it's definitely a challenge being a first-gen student, but it's definitely comforting to have, like, my roommate be in a similar situation. So we kind of, like, help each other out in that sense, you know?
Yeah. It was kind of difficult. Like, even just simply thinking about applying to colleges was hard. Because, like, in my family, the only, like, college that was seen was, like, my sister going to community college.
Yeah.
And then my cousin going to trade school for nursing. So it wasn't, like, actually trying to apply for a school like this, you know? And it was kind of just, like, overwhelming in a sense. And, like, hard. Like, I sought out so much help.
Yeah, definitely. That was something big that our school was really deep on, was providing us help with, like, college process. Because I didn't know where to start. Like, I had genuinely no idea what to do, how to apply, what, I didn't know what Common App was. So shout out to Flor Villanueva, who was my mentor, actually. She's up at Yale University, like the scholar she is. She was on my fencing team. And it was like a program through the school where they kind of teach you like the ropes around applying to college. But it's definitely hard when you can't like ask your parents like, hey, like, how do I do this? How do I fill up FAFSA?
Bro, I couldn't even ask my parents for like, school help.
Yeah, me neither.
My dad never went past 6th grade, and he's, like, one of the smartest people I know. Like, oh my god, like, he got a job offer at BOCES, but, like, he didn't have his papers, so he couldn't take it, but he got an offer to be a teacher there for carpentering. And my mom, she graduated high school, but Sometimes
lives take you on different directions, you know?
Sometimes she don't know how to help me.
Nah, that's kind of like me too. My dad, growing up in El Salvador, he only got to 3rd grade, and then he couldn't do anything else. He just learned English here at, like, a community college, and he's also, like, a really intelligent person, like, one of the smartest people I know. My mom, back in her country, she graduated high school, but she couldn't get her degree and stuff. But we're definitely trying to lead our family into, like, a different era, I guess, which is a big challenge, and it's scary, but, you know, we're getting through it. So, a little bit more on you, Rose. Tell us about your hobbies. What do you like to do?
I like to sleep a lot. I actually invested in a $150 6.5-foot Snorlax plush that I literally just pull off my bed, put on the floor, like, get comfortable.
To give you context, it covers the whole floor. That's how big it is.
As if you're complaining. You'd be taking naps on it, too.
Nah, she right. Some days I just walk in and just collapse on it. It just happens, you know.
It's very comforting. It is. Not gonna lie.
It's like a big hug, honestly. Yeah. And that's what I need. I need my mommy. Mom, if you're out there, I want a hug. Please.
Nah. Mom, I'm gonna see you in a few weeks.
Mama, miss you. Nah, if I'm honest, sometimes I'd be like, Rose, can I get a hug, please? You know? Sometimes you need to lean on your friends. Yeah. Any other hobbies?
She's very cuddly.
I love cuddling, bro.
Anyways, another hobby. I play on the women's club soccer team. Shout out WOFC. I don't do art often, but I really like when I do, like, paint or color something. It's very therapeutic for me, and I enjoy it a lot. So I guess that would be another thing.
Yeah, I like art too. We actually painted rocks last night. We stayed up till like 2 a.m. like just painting. We just needed it after a really long week. My hobbies, let's see. So I'm part of the WNYO news team, which is a really interesting experience because I'm definitely not a broadcasting major. I have no idea about any of that stuff. So sometimes they'd be mentioning things and I'm just like, oh, I've been at a lesson education major and I don't know what they're talking about. But it's definitely like something new that I'm trying to learn. I'm part of this. And I'm also in the education club. I'm trying to think, what else do I do? I'll probably do a couple more stuff. I'm planning on joining the fencing club. So I did fencing in high school. It's a not really popular sport, but it's really cool. I'm trying to convince my friend Adam to join, and he said he wants to, so. Shout out to all our friends. We love you guys. You know who you are. But yeah, it's actually been really cool, like, making friends here. I was really anxious about college because I had, like, a pretty big community back at home, and I was like, because sometimes I'm an ambivert, you know? Like, sometimes I've been making friends really easily, but then sometimes I'm, like, really shy. But everyone here is, like, really nice and welcoming, especially, like, the staff, the RAs, and everyone here at Johnson, and in other buildings, too. Like,
they're all nice. Shout out RM Richie.
Yeah. shout out RM Anthony and Kayla. Yeah. There are RMs.
Second floor, best floor.
Second floor, best floor. Everybody else on, like, the other floors are just going to stop listening once they hear second floor, best floor.
They're going to stop listening once we said we were Johnson babies.
Yeah. Like, ugh.
Ugh, spoiled. AC.
Ugh, next to Lakeside. Shout out to Lakeside Dunny, too. But, so let's see. What else? How about, where did we meet, Rose? How did we become roommates?
That's a good question, because I don't know how we met. You were talked about me to from your friends.
It's crazy how, like, I guess fate works. Because, so Rose and I went to the same high school, but not the same middle school. So freshman year, we didn't really have the same classes. But, so we actually both play cello. We're both orchestra players. And in my class, I remember somebody coming up, I don't remember who, but somebody came up and told me, like, hey, there's this this other cello player in the other class, and she's, like, really like you. Like, I feel like you guys are really good friends. And, like, I brushed her off. I was like, yeah. And I, like, heard about you, but I never, like, reached out because I didn't have classes. And then in 11th grade, we actually had a push together. And I think the first thing I said to you was that I liked your bangs. So, little story about Rose. She would walk into U.S. history with, you guys know those, like, curl roller things? Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
she would, rollers. Yeah, rollers. She would walk in with those on her bangs because she would just roll them up in the middle of class. And I would just be like, okay. Well, she had a really nice style, so I would compliment her and stuff. And we'd just talk. But then I feel like we got the closest senior year,
for sure, because we had orchestra together, symphonic orchestra.
Shout out to Miss Hillary. She's fun. but we had a couple classes together senior year, and we, like, really bonded over the fact that that we both had senioritis.
I didn't know that we both applied to the same school until it was like, oh, what schools did you apply to? Like, just casually talking in class. You know? And then it was like, oh, Oswego? Like, oh, that's so interesting and stuff. I was between Oswego and Binghamton, but I feel like I made the right choice coming here, because honestly, I was sick of being in such a big school, so I wanted to come to, like, a smaller school. And I'm really glad that I did, because I love it here, so.
I actually almost didn't come here. So, I had visited a couple schools, and I was actually between Buffalo and Syracuse, but Syracuse was really expensive. So I was like, okay, I like Buffalo. And then I visited the campus, and I didn't really like the campus. It gave me kind of, no offense to Buffalo, it gave me kind of prison vibes, but.
All offense to Buffalo.
No.
I'm starting beef right now.
Need green and gold. No. But, I was like, okay, maybe Binghamton, maybe Oneonta, but I was like, I don't know. Like, none of the schools were really calling to me. And Oswego was, like, there, but it wasn't really, like, a huge option until I got a call that I actually got a scholarship, and I was like, shoot, like, they're trying to sell me on the school.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, let me take a tour of the school and see if the vibes are right. So I actually came on one of the bus tours, and, like, immediately when I stepped off campus, I was like, I want to go here. Like, it was so pretty, the people were so nice, and it just, like, felt, like, really welcoming. And then I, like, sent a bunch of videos and pictures to Rose, trying to, like, be like, hey, you should...
She coerced me.
I did not. But I told her, like, hey, like, this school's kind of nice. And if you go, you know, we can be roommates. So she was thinking about it. And then when she said, like, yeah, like, I want to go. I'm like, okay, so, like, roommates, you know? We literally did the roommate thing in orchestra.
Yeah. That was our bonding period.
Yeah.
Literally. similar to Ellen, like, yeah, it was kind of the fact that Oswego gave me scholarships, and I was like, wow, like, this school, like, actually wants me to go there, yeah. And I was like,
and they actually,
I
like, was
reciprocated.
Help you.
Yeah, they helped a lot. Shout out to Miss Kate Anderson
Queen.
For helping me make my decision. She's kind of the reason I said yes, too.
Yeah, they were really nice in the process. Like, they would always, like, call you up and be like, hey, like, did you consider, like, here's some free laptop, maybe, some free dining dollars.
Yeah, but you chose dining dollars.
Yeah, I chose $9, that's why. I'd be eating a lot.
But I'm actually recording on the laptop from the school, so.
Exactly. Thank you, Oswego.
Shout out, SUNY Oswego.
We're literally in SUNY Oswego.
Oz Pride.
Our school colors are actually also green. So now instead of bleed green and white, now we're bleed green and gold. So,
kind of an upgrade, white to gold. Sounds about good to me.
Yeah, but how has it been having me as a roommate, Rose?
Honest. It sucks so bad. Like, I can't make one noise in the morning because then she'll wake up. Oh my god, nah. I'm kidding. It's actually really nice. I thought...
So you're kidding, like, one tear rolls out.
I'm saying that I'm kidding, but I actually have a straight face right now. Nah. I thought that, like, maybe the fact that we were Leos, that was kind of gonna make us, like, butt heads a lot because of the whole, like, wanting to be in charge thing. But honestly, like, we know when each one of us should be in charge. Like, there's certain aspects that I should be in charge and that she should be in charge in other aspects. And
What should I, like, not be in charge of?
No, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some stuff that, like,
I'm trying to think
one of us is more strong in.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what I mean.
Don't try to
make me, like, bash you.
No,
oh my
I'm trying to think because, like, what can you not trust me in? Carrying stuff, I'll drop it.
You'll fall.
I'll fall down the stairs.
I, like, lead the way.
Yeah, whenever we go
literally
throughout the trash.
Walking, I'm like, okay. We went to the lake today. We were walking down the stairs. Bruh. I was fine. Guess who almost falls, like, 3 times?
Not me.
Down the stairs.
That was Mia. That was not me.
That was you.
Yeah, and then I also scraped my ankle.
On a tree. Like, can you believe it?
I'm a bit klutz. But yeah, we definitely, like, I feel like we work well because we kind of just, like, split things off. So if we have to, like, clean, we're like, okay, you do this, I do this, or, like, laundry, we'll do it together. It's, like, a big sense of teamwork that really goes into roommates. I guess it's all communication.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, if I want to sleep, then she'll be quiet. If she wants to sleep, I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, mutual respect of, like, especially, like, with our stuff. Like, can I use this? Even if, like, you know, like, you keep asking, just, like, common courtesy and stuff. You know how it be. But yeah, I really like having Rose as a roommate. I feel like she's really understanding. She'll be giving me hugs when I cry, you know? Not yeah, that I cry.
I also kind of like whip Ellen up.
Yeah, she
like,
does.
I'm like, hello, like, don't do that. Like,
yeah.
I give Ellen confidence. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, she definitely has. She's given me, like, more courage to, be assertive of my feelings. Because I'm that type of person that, like, I'll feel, like, maybe upset, but I won't say anything. Because I'll be like, oh, maybe they'll feel bad. So sometimes you gotta be a little selfish. But yeah, she definitely helps me with that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, but we like, understand. Like, okay, when somebody's not feeling bad, you know, help each other out and stuff.
Not feeling bad.
Yeah, don't
you
feel
mean
bad.
Not feeling not, good?
Bro, I am.
When someone's not feeling good or feeling bad.
My grammar is a little interesting. I guess another thing, like, I want to cover, like, what do you want this podcast to become?
So, I don't really know if I want this to become really big or if I want it to stay really small. But either way, I would be very content as long as it's reaching out to people and helping people in some way. Yeah. Or letting them leave with something, like, new. Whether it be, like, information about us, like, which is kind of silly to say, but, like, information about us or, like, some advice that they end up taking... I just stuttered so hard. That they end up taking out of our podcast. Because, you know, there's so many, like... forms of art and ways that you can interpret it. Art is very open to
subjective.
Open to interpretation. So if someone gets a message that we weren't directly trying to say from our podcast, I'd be very delighted because I want someone to always come up with something.
Yeah, definitely we want you guys to like listen to this and kind of envision yourself like in the room with us. It's just like a conversation.
With a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we just want, like, an inviting atmosphere, I guess. And just, like, talk about different things that people struggle with. College is hard. You, like, feel really lonely, and you kind of have to rely on those around you.
Yeah.
But if you don't necessarily have a lot of people around you, we'll be your friends. You know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Some topics, like, we were thinking of covering, is definitely, like, being a minority, being a first-gen student. Not only, like, Hispanic, but there's a lot of other first-gen students in this school, so we hear you, we know how you're feeling, and we would love to, like, talk about that. Mental health is a big thing. We all be struggling sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I actually just started going to counseling. So, it's not a bad thing to go to counseling.
It's scary at first, but...
I was so nervous. But it went great. Yeah. And I love my counselor, so...
Shout out to everybody at Mary Walker. They're such nice people there.
Yeah.
The receptionist lady, I don't know her name, but she's always so nice to me when I go in for my appointment. I had my first appointment, too. And everyone here is so nice. They're just so, like, adept to help you out and stuff. And, you know, we could cover a bunch of different things, like being a student athlete... I used to be that in high school. I would like to be that here, but maybe we can invite some of our friends and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah. But just different things, you know, that make you as an audience feel accepted. So I guess before we finish, Rose, what makes you the happiest? Besides napping on Snorlax.
Wow, I just got attacked.
Not because it makes me happy, too.
What makes me the happiest? Mm-hmm. I really like being around things that make up my personal familial community. So, such as, like, some of my friends who I'm really close with, whether that be my two dogs... that I miss so much, whose name are Tequila and Tecate. A lot of people know what tequila is, Mexican liquor, but not a lot of people know what Tecate is, which is a Mexican beer. So, that doesn't mean anything about my family, okay? And, like, my immediate family, they make me pretty happy, too. And my boyfriend.
Super
and,
nice.
Yeah, my boyfriend.
That's cute.
He goes to SUNY Buffalo.
Okay, let's see. Who... are you influenced by?
I'm very influenced by my mother because she is the reason that I'm very like upfront with people and I don't put up with a lot of stuff because one, I know my worth to other people, like what I should be worth to other people. So if I'm like seeing someone who's moving funny, I'm gonna be like, either confront them or, like, I'm out of there because I'm not wasting my time. Like, you only get so much of your life.
Right.
Like, you never know what happens. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, and, like, surround yourself with people who love you and respect you.
Yeah, surround yourself with people who build you up and don't destroy you.
Yes, exactly.
Because life's too short to be surrounded by people that are just, like, boom, 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 destroying your mental... I guess one more question for you, Rose. What is the best part about who you are? She gonna be like, everything?
No. I think it's... I'm not gonna say that. I was gonna say because I'm funny.
Your sense of humor?
Yes, my sense of humor.
That's a good thing.
What if people don't think I'm funny?
I don't know. I think you're funny.
Yeah, I've gotten compliments, like, saying, like, oh my god, you're so funny. And I think that's one of the greatest compliments, in my opinion, to me. I would love hearing either that I'm very funny or that I can dress nicely.
She does dress nice. She styles me a lot, and I use her clothes.
That's not a lie.
Yeah, if you want to be styled by Rose, hit her up. But yeah, I think, like, on an outsider's perspective, the best part of you, you kind of, like, make everyone in the room feel really invited. Like, you make sure everybody feels, like, comfortable and stuff like that. And it's, like, a really good thing. Like, even when it's just us, like, you make sure, like, I feel really comfortable. And it's something that, like, I really value and stuff, you know? Because you don't want to be making people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you. I needed that.
I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, too. Don't worry. So, Miss Ellen. Okay.
She's gonna pick a question that's gonna make me cry.
No. I was actually gonna ask you, what period of time would you like to experience?
Like, in history?
Yes.
That's such a good thing, because I like history. That's what I want to be, a history teacher. You know, there's, like, times in history, it's like, that would be so much fun to go to, but then I would probably not be treated the best, because I'm a minority, but I'm trying to think. I really like big thinking periods, like the industrial era, or, like, the 20s, or actually, I really like the big, like, social movement times, like, in the 50s and 60s, the civil rights movement, or even, like, the hippie stuff in the 70s, like, advocating for peace and stuff. I really like seeing how people come together in times where they see their countries not listening to them. And I think it's something that really applies to time today, because, you know, if we don't try to make a change as a generation, nothing's going to happen. So,
yeah.
I would like to go back and see how those people were, like, thinking in those times. That'd be cool.
That was a very interesting answer. And I like it
very much. Teacher answer.
Very much history major answer.
Shout out to Mr. Rooney. I might actually send
in
this
my
to him.
Opinion,
Mr. Rooney, he would walk into class every morning, good morning, and then we'd all be, like, tired. It's first period, but he would try all the time.
Also, our first period started at 7:26 in high school.
7:26 in high school is different than 7:26 in college, bro.
I don't even, like, wake up that early.
No, she forced me to get up for 8 a.m. psychology class.
I know.
I'm always late.
Yeah. Okay, my next question. How do you show love to yourself?
Shoot, that's a good question.
That's why I asked it?
I'm gonna smack you, bro. After this, we're gonna square up. But, I like to spend some time alone sometimes to kind of just not rewire, but understand what's going on mentally and stuff. I like to take, like, a nice long shower, pamper myself a little bit, watch a nice show. I like drawing, or I'll paint. Back at home, I have a guitar. I don't play it very well, but sometimes I would go up on my roof and just, like, play guitar. Or I'll, like, read and stuff. Just, like, activities where I can kind of, like, wind down and allow myself to just immerse myself in the thing. Maybe I'll, like, write letters or things like that. Just things where I can, like, sit and slow down a little, because I feel like in college, everything's always moving so quickly.
That's very true. Yeah. We're already almost at midterms, which is, like, so scary.
In high school, if like, we were in the same time, we would have just been in the second week of school.
For real.
Time goes by so quickly here.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh my god. So, my last question, it's kind of another history one.
Okay.
If you could meet any historical figure, ooh, who would you choose?
There's so many good people out there.
Out there. In heaven?
In heaven. or hell, we don't know.
Yeah.
No, some historical... That's something when you really... I think we talked about this in my Western and Social Heritage class. You kind of have to hold people in history accountable because, you know, they all did good things. They all, like, impacted the world in a way, but they're not perfect people. So you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt and, like, understand, like, okay, yeah, Thomas Jefferson was a really good person, but he also owned slaves. So you have to, like, say, okay, this is what they did good, this is what they did bad. I really like FDR. I feel like, like, any history person knows, like, he really did a lot for the country. So I'd just like to see, like, his thought process. Another person in history? Like, the women that started the women's rights movement. I think it was Alice Paul. Just, like, here... Oh, I liked Eleanor Roosevelt. She's actually, like, if you really think about it, she was the first woman president. Because while FDR was, like, in bed with polio, she was basically running the show. But nobody talks about that. Anyways.
I know. So underappreciated.
First woman...
Shout out... What?
First woman president? Rose. You should do it.
Imagine.
I'll advocate for you.
Shout out Mrs. Coolidge and her pet raccoon, Rebecca.
There's so many... U.S. history is so weird. Anyways. I think that's... all we have for today, actually. Usually we'll try to record on Fridays. I wonder when this will go up. But when it does, thank you for listening. We hope you come back. And yeah, we hope that you enjoy it.
We really hope that you enjoyed. And that you didn't think this was a...
corny. Just us a
show.
Yeah, anytime Rose curses, we're going to put a dolphin sound.
Like from SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, yeah.
Any SpongeBob fans, shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys. Funniest clip ever from SpongeBob is German SpongeBob when I think SpongeBob is either getting pressed up or is pressing up Mr. Krabs. That is so funny.
My favorite is my leg. But yeah.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon on And They Were Roommates.
Oh my god, they were roommates.